Neil Fisher thinks he's an environmentally friendly kind of guy. He and his wife recycle. They use compact fluorescent light bulbs in the house. They walk to most places around town and hardly ever use their car. But when it comes to outdoor grilling, it's charcoal all the way.
It may be a little decadent, you know, when you're taking the environment into consideration, but I do it.
On tonight's menu, it's burgers, Jamaican jerk chicken, onions, and asparagus. Everything is grilled on a basic 22.5-inch Weber kettle.
Nothing fancy. No frills.
And to get the fire started, Fisher throws about 7 or 8 pounds of hardwood lump charcoal into a chimney starter.
I don't use the lighter fluid. I just use the charcoal chimney because I figure if I'm going to be just cooking wood, I don't want to cook a lot of chemicals too. So that's something. But yeah, I don't kid myself that this is at all healthy for the world. I kind of joke about it too. It's like, well, there goes my carbon footprint. Suddenly I'm carbon Sasquatch.
To find out if Fisher really is a carbon Sasquatch, I called up Eric Johnson in Switzerland.
Basically, the footprint of using charcoal is about 3 times higher than the footprint of gas.
Johnson just published a study in the journal Environmental Impact Assessment Review. In it, he compared the carbon dioxide emissions, or carbon footprint, of the two most popular types of grills, charcoal and propane gas. When it comes to straight-up carbon emissions, gas grills win hands down. Run your gas grill for an hour, emit 5.6 pounds of carbon dioxide into the air. Use charcoal briquettes for an hour of grilling, emit a whopping 11 pounds of CO2. Fair enough. But what if we look at the total carbon cycle of propane gas, which is a fossil fuel, and charcoal, which is a biofuel? For that answer, we'll turn to Bill Curry. He's a professor in the School of Natural Resources at the University of Michigan.
You have to think about, well, can we replace the carbon back in the pool that charcoal came from? Can we replace it biologically over a reasonable period of time? And with charcoal, the answer is yes, we can regrow those trees.
That's because charcoal is made out of wood, which is a renewable energy source. So if charcoal is harvested locally in a sustainable way, the regrown trees can absorb the CO2, which makes charcoal essentially carbon neutral. So charcoal, made out of wood, which is renewable. Propane gas, on the other hand, is made from oil, not renewable.
Fuels that are based on coal or oil, petroleum-based fuels, it's not possible to put that carbon dioxide back where it was biologically in a reasonable period of time, and that's the big difference.
But does any of this really matter? I mean, how important is grilling in the overall environmental scheme of things? Well, Curry says it's definitely not a big ticket item, like, say, the size of your house or the number of cars you have.
It's probably a small factor in the whole analysis, but at the same time, we make dozens or hundreds of these kinds of choices every day. And if we know that one alternative is better than another, these little things do matter because they add up.
Especially when you consider that Americans are expected to use more than 60 million grills, both charcoal and gas, on July 4th. That's the carbon equivalent of 900,000 trees. Now that's a carbon Sasquatch. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Guerra.